Now, let's turn to that other big story this lunchtime. Sinn Féin has expelled a member of its party after her partner was arrested as part of an ongoing Garda investigation into far-right extremism. The man is still being detained this lunchtime. For more, we're joined by our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Paul, will you fill us in on this? What's the background to it?
Well, Rachel, the background to all of this is the ongoing Garda investigation into cross-border terrorism and far-right extremism. Now, the investigation has been led by the Special Detective Unit, which, as we know, investigates terrorism and subversive activity. Three people have been arrested so far. Two have been charged and brought to court and remanded in custody. Now, in that case last Friday, the court heard that a violent right-wing extremist group had threatened on video to attack a Galway mosque, IPAS centres and hotels housing migrants around the country. The judge in that case, Judge Andrew Cody, said the video comprised of four men wearing balaclavas with a tricolour behind them. And he said it was a practice of a statement being released subsequent to a terrorist attack. Now, yesterday, the Gardaí said they had arrested the third man as part of their investigation. He's still being detained at this lunchtime under Section 30 of the Offences Against the State Act and is being questioned at a Garda station.
What's Sinn Féin saying this lunchtime?
In a statement this morning, Sinn Féin said that last week's arrests of two individuals alleged to be far-right extremists has caused huge concern across the country. The party praised, quote, the speedy action of Gardaí, which prevented potentially devastating events occurring. The party also said that the home of a female party member and her partner had been raided and that he has since been arrested. It also said that she failed to notify Sinn Féin that her home was raided or about the seriousness of the situation, so she was expelled from Sinn Féin on Saturday evening. Now, Sinn Féin deputy Matt Carthy, who's also the chairperson of the Justice Committee, has been speaking about this on the plinth at Leinster House this morning.
We found out on Friday evening that the house in which she lived with her partner had been raided as part of the ongoing Garda investigation, which had subsequently resulted in the arrest of two men the day previously for very serious charges in relation to far-right activity. The party take these matters incredibly seriously. As soon as we became aware of what had happened, we had convened a meeting of the party leadership, and the decision was made to immediately expel this party member for not informing the party about the fact that her house had been raided.
And that was Sinn Féin's Matt Carthy speaking a little earlier. Paul, within the past few minutes, there's been an update.
Yeah, after Sinn Féin issued that first statement this morning, we asked the party, had any of these individuals been signed into Leinster House? And in the last half hour, we received a statement from Sinn Féin, which says that the now expelled Sinn Féin member and her partner, who, as we know, is still being questioned by the Gardaí this lunchtime, were signed into Leinster House on two occasions. On the 16th of July, they were signed in by Senator Maria McCormack for an endometriosis debate in the Dáil. And on the 17th of June, the party says they were signed in by a staff member in Maria McCormack's office at her request on the day of a housing protest outside the Dáil.
Paul, many thanks. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.